Chapter 13. Lexi almost told Jack about the secret door, but she knew he'd give her a hard time about going into the sewer. Maybe he'd even get the police involved. She couldn't risk them screwing everything up, so she'd managed to keep mum about it all night. Needless to say, she was glad when morning came and she could escape to the bakery. Walking in through the back, she glanced toward the basement door, her stomach taut with excited anticipation. She couldn't wait to get down there and open the door. But Victor's shop had been closed last night, so they hadn't been able to get a key. Not only that, but she still had a bakery to run and had a ton of things to do, not the least of which was trying one last tweak to the scone recipe. Tomorrow was the bicentennial celebration, and she'd need to have the recipe perfected by morning in order to bake a fresh batch in time for the judging. Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Helen had some finishing touches to do on their display for the Historical Society, so even though they all were dying to get into the sewer, they decided it was best to meet later in the afternoon, get the key from Victor, and then get into the sewer once Lexi closed the shop for the day. I could have sworn I saw Carol Lee Brewster looking over here with binoculars when I drove in, Cassie said, as she tossed her coat on a hook and grabbed an apron. What? No way. That would be too weird. Lexi rushed out into the front room and looked out the window to find the other baker busy behind her display case. Just as she was about to look away, a man came from the back room, and Lexi noticed binoculars hanging around his neck. Who's that guy? Cassie had come to stand beside her at the window. I don't know. Maybe her brother? He has binoculars, Cassie pointed out. I see that. But why would they be studying us with binoculars? He's probably just bird watching or something. Cassie raised a brow at Lexi. Okay, if that's what you want to think. But I think they're scoping this place out. You said yourself that time was running short and they'd need to get into the sewer tunnels. And if Carol Lee saw the blueprints, she knows there's access through this bakery. True. Lexi frowned out the window. The question is, just how far will she go to get it? Lexi and Cassie spent the rest of the day baking up fresh pastries for the bakery. The lack of customers during the week had created a glut of two-day-old baked goods, which Lexi packed up to donate to the soup kitchen. She didn't sell anything older than one day in the store, but the desserts were still good, and there was no reason why someone couldn't enjoy them. Lexi's heart swelled as she breathed in the sweet smell of cinnamon, sugar, and almond. The results of the latest rendition of her scone recipe sat in rows cooling on the counter, wisps of steam rising up from their brown tops. She felt grateful there had been a steady stream of customers today. By comparison, the brew and bake had been empty, and Lexi had glanced over to catch Carol Lee looking back at her more than once. She just didn't know if the woman was looking to see how many customers she had, or trying to figure out how to get into the basement. The jangling bell in the front signaled the departure of the latest customer Cassie had been waiting on. Cassie breezed into the kitchen. Oh, you added almond? Those smell so good. Can I try a little piece of one? Sure. Lexi sliced into one of the scones, and a gasp of steam escaped. It was still quite warm, but she managed to extract a piece, even though it fell apart on the plate. It's not pretty, but I'm sure it will still taste good. Cassie dug in. Yum, it does. This is the best one yet. You've got to use this recipe for the contest tomorrow. I don't have much choice, Lexi said. There's no time for me to come up with any more variations. No need, Cassie said, shoveling the last of the crumbs into her mouth. This one is perfection. Thanks, Lexi said. I guess we might as well shut down early today. Most of the town will be at the parade practice and the evening festivities, so I don't think we'll get any business anyway. Plus, the ladies are intent on exploring the sewer tunnels tonight, and the sooner we get started, the better. Cassie laughed. You couldn't persuade them not to go in there? Honestly, I didn't try very hard. Not after we figured out what's really going on with the brew and bake. If our theory is true, then the sooner we find that money, the sooner Kara Lee will be out of our hair. Cassie nodded. Lexi had told her how Kara Lee had signed out the sewer blueprints and Nan's theory of why she'd opened the bakery in the first place. Just be careful. If she finds out what you're up to, there's no telling what she might do. Lexi's stomach twisted. Cassie was right. Kara Lee and her brother had already gone to a lot of trouble and might resort to anything to get the treasure. But the way she saw it, she didn't have much of a choice. The bell over the front door jingled. Oh, that's probably Nan's. Lexi gingerly placed some of the scones on a tray, trying not to burn her fingertips. I'll have the ladies taste test these fresh out of the oven. Nan's, Ruth, Ida, and Helen stood in the front room of the bakery, looking ready for action. Their jackets hung open to reveal the same grungy, paint-splattered t-shirts they'd worn the night before.
Good grief, Lexi, we don't have time to eat, Nan said, eyeing the tray Lexi held in her hand.
Lexi's heart sank.
You don't? I was hoping you'd try out my latest recipe.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. Of course we have time for that.
Nan's looked truly sorry, and Lexi's demeanor brightened as she placed the scones onto paper plates. The four ladies grabbed the plates, shoveling the scones into their mouths without even bothering to sit down. Lexi glanced over at the brew and bake, her heart skipping when she caught the other baker watching them. Kara Lee looked away quickly and busied herself with something in the bakery case.
Mmm, this is the best one so far, Ruth said.
I agree, Nan's added. Yep, it's a winner.
Ida lifted the plate to her mouth and tapped the crumbs in.
It's perfect, Helen said. Now, let's get over to Victor's and get a key before he closes his shop.
Lexi frowned at Nan's.
Are you sure you even tasted it? You scarfed them down pretty quickly.
Yes, it truly was delicious.
Nan's licked the sugar that had dotted the top of the scone from her fingers and waved Lexi toward the door.
Now remember, don't let on why we want the key. We don't want him to know about the door in the basement, so he doesn't try to tag along,
Ida said. What are you going to tell him? Lexi asked.
We're going to tell him we need it for an old trunk Helen bought at a yard sale, Nan said. He'll do anything to help Helen, Ida teased.
Oh, shush,
Helen swatted at her as they made their way out the door. Cassie, I'm going to close up out here. You can head on home. I'll lock the front door. Lexi yelled over her shoulder as she turned out the lights, flipped the sign to closed, and locked the door. She followed the ladies to Victor's shop, whose door was about 30 feet down the sidewalk. Sneaking a glance at the brew and bake as she walked, she caught Kara Lee watching them. An uneasiness settled on her, like a prickly wool blanket, causing her to wonder if going into the sewer tunnels was such a smart idea. After all.